From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The iPhone is already old news. Up next, the G Phone, a cell phone driven by everything Google. Gmail, YouTube, Google Maps, you get the picture. According to the Wall Street Journal today, Google will unveil new software that could redefine the kind of services you can get on your cell phone. Marketplace's Sam Eaton is here now. And Sam, what is Google trying to do here? Take over the world? Oh, wait, it's heard it on that.
Madeline, it's basically trying to bring much of the function of the internet into the cell phone market. Google feels there's no reason cell phones shouldn't have the same level of software and services you can get on the internet. And when you compare the two, it's like night and day as far as what you can do. The reason for that, many say, is the big wireless carriers' refusal to open up the software on their cell phones to outsiders. I talked to technology analyst Rob Enderle, and he says this has essentially killed any innovation in the cell phone market.
The big problem is the tariffing of the data side of the product, and the end result, and we certainly saw this with the iPhone, is the cost for data is excessive, and the vast majority of people therefore don't use the vast majority of capabilities that would be otherwise available to them on a cell phone.
Now, Enderle says when access to things like video streams on your cell phone ends up costing hundreds of dollars a month, you're not exactly going to shake up the business model.
So how would Google do things differently?
Two words, Madeline, ad revenue. Google has the ability to make its services free to consumers, getting rid of the cost barrier to data altogether. That means you could have unlimited access to things like Gmail and Google Maps and even YouTube. The only thing you have to do in exchange is look at a bunch of ads. Analysts say there's huge profit potential here, and that, of course, would unleash a wave of new cell phone-based services. Enderle says if fully realized, cell phones could essentially replace laptops.
Wow. So any challenges, or is Google going to just put this through with no problems at all?
There are major obstacles here. And the first one is that Google has to be extremely careful about privacy issues. That ad revenue we were talking about hinges on being able to gather personal information from your cell phone use and then show you individually targeted ads. Now, that's valuable information to advertisers, but if it lands in the wrong hands, it could lead to everything from spamming to stalking, since cell phones reveal your location. The second challenge for Google is one of access. The major carriers in the U.S. control both the distribution of phones and the wireless networks. Google is hoping to solve this by buying up some wireless spectrum of its own. Alternatively, though, analysts say the web giant could partner with one of the major wireless carriers, or considering its deep pockets, buy one.
Buy one. Well, that's a solution. Thank you, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.